Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We are doing our first high school sports spotlight interview of the 2020-2021 school year, and we have Mad Mav on. That's Maverick Chisholm, our good friend from Rock Ridge High School. And I was telling him off the air, it's really weird, the last play-by-play event I did was a game that Maverick played in back in March, the Rock Ridge Rockets playing at the Princeton Sectional. Maverick, it seems like 10 years ago that I did a play-by-play event. Has it been that long?
No, unfortunately it hasn't, but it felt like it.
And tell us just a little bit about, you know, kind of dealing with all this as a student-athlete. You're a baseball player. Last year, cheated out of a spring baseball season. Now, it's been strange here in the fall dealing with COVID-19 at Rock Ridge. I know a two-week delay start to the school year and just dealing with some COVID-19 related issues over there. So tell us, just, you know, being a student athlete in these crazy times right now and hoping for the best, I guess.
My biggest emotion with this whole thing is probably frustration. It's really frustrating kind of going week to week, seeing if you're actually going to keep playing and kind of if you're going to play like the sports you want to. Like basketball is still up in the air. We don't know if we're going to play that. Baseball, we don't know if it's going to get any better or worse. And having football move to the spring, everybody's just kind of anxious and they're frustrated with how things have turned out. And they really just want everything to go back to normal.
Yeah, and you are dealing with this pandemic firsthand, one, with Rock Ridge delaying the start of their school year, but then being in quarantine because there's been contact with a person that has it. So you can speak firsthand to how crazy this thing is, right?
Yeah, it's really frustrating. That's probably the number one word to describe it is frustrating.
So how good did it feel? We'll talk a little bit about your travel baseball situation where you got to play some baseball this summer. But in terms of getting back to school and, you know, getting to participate in interscholastic events, and, you know, Rock Ridge has, you know, in a position to have a pretty good golf season with the kids that are coming back, and I know you turned in a 40 last week in one of your rounds. So, you know, how good did it feel actually to get out there and start competing again in a school-related environment?
It was really refreshing. You know, it felt like everything was kind of fitting back into place. It was starting to go back to normal. I mean, we were going online. There was really no problems. I mean, or in school. We were going in school without really any problems. And we planned to start working back gradually so that everything would kind of start coming back. And just playing with, like at the beginning of the golf season, everybody had to wear masks while playing. And then the IHSA changed the rules, so we didn't have to wear a mask while playing. And that was just kind of a fresh breath of air.
Yeah.
Like it's like, oh, we're coming back to normal.
Yeah, but this pandemic ain't going away, at least right now. So, you know, getting back to golf, though, you know, you're a kid that turned into 40, and, you know, the Rockets got some pretty good players this year. And I know that the IHSA State Tournament Series for golf basically is going to be a regional format, so I know after quarantine you want to get back out and play, but it looks like the Rockets have the makings of having a pretty good season, don't they?
Oh, yeah. We still got our 1 and 2 returning from last year, and we got our 6 returning from last year. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6 returning from last year.
And you shot a pretty good round last week. How do you feel about your golf game?
I felt that I was doing really good before I was forced to go into quarantine. I was really disappointed when I had to because I was shooting some good rounds in the last few weeks.
All right, and tell us about your baseball experience this past summer. You got cheated out of the high school season, but you were able to play some competitive baseball, right? So who do you play for, and just kind of tell us about that.
I played with the Chicago 29ers, the red team. And they're a organization based out of Chicago and Chicago suburbs, like Plainfield and Oswego. And it was a really cool experience. A lot of people in the Quad Cities or a couple people from, like, the Rock Island area had gone up there and played. And it was just, I was worried because there was a lot of teams that were canceling and weren't playing, and I was worried I wasn't going to get any baseball in the summer, and then I had found them, and they were looking to add a few players to the roster.
All right, so you got to play some baseball. That's good. And I know that had to feel good. And so we're talking about golf, too, and then, you know, a basketball kid, and the Rockets had such a great year last year, and I know you don't want to get cheated out of a basketball season this winter, even though it's going to be a shortened, abbreviated season. But I think the Rockets still have a lot to play for this winter. So what about, hoping that there is a hoop season?
Yeah, I really do hope we actually have a basketball season. Last year was an extremely fun season. All the guys are great. And not only were we good, but it was fun playing with them, and it was fun practicing. And not a lot of people can say that. And I just think the way we played with each other and the way we interacted was different. Not a lot of high school teams can say that everybody interacted with each other great. But that was on our team. Everybody got along with everybody. It was fun to practice. It was fun to play. And it's going to be really disappointing if we're not able to recreate that this year, because we weren't losing a lot of people so we could still have that great chemistry. I mean, we still lost a couple seniors, which is sad because they were good leaders, but we still have that great chemistry going on.
All right, yeah, we've got to hope for the best for the high school basketball season. Hopefully you can get through the fall sports season with golf. Well, Maverick Chisholm, get out of quarantine and get Andy Say out there and borrow his fancy golf pants, and we'll move forward, man. Good luck this fall.
Thank you.
All right. All right, Maverick Chisholm with us on the High School Sports Spotlight. Our first one of the 2020-2021 school year, and we had to mention Andy Say fancy golf pants. How about that? I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.